Now to a new Hollywood production that spotlights corporate intrigue and a desperate need to compete. But this drama is off-screen, involving a real-life mega-merger. Viacom and CBS are joining forces to bring together properties including BET, MTV, CBS, Showtime, and Paramount Pictures into one massive blended company valued at roughly $30 billion. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
Viacom chief executive Bob Bakish made his case for the deal in a conference call with investors yesterday afternoon.
Simply put, the combined company will be one of only a few with the breadth and depth of content and platforms and the global reach to shape the future of the industry.
Bakish is set to lead the new company, said to be called Viacom CBS. It would combine Nickelodeon's Dora the Explorer, CBS News' 60 Minutes, and Comedy Central's Drunk History in the same corporate pantheon. The two are separate wings of the Redstone family's media empire, split by Sumner Redstone in 2006 in an effort to unleash the profit potential of the entertainment side in Viacom. Instead, it lagged and CBS flourished. Sumner Redstone is now in his mid-90s. His daughter, Sherry Redstone, had to fight Sumner's former girlfriends and executives in boardrooms and courtrooms to ensure she and the family would retain control of the two companies. Sherry Redstone was interviewed by the digital news site Recode's Peter Kafka back in 2017.
At one point, Viacom was going to be the star. Now CBS is the star. Last fall,
they're both stars.
They're both your children.
And I love them.
That got laughs, but Redstone made clear she wanted one happy family.
I think looking at the changes that were taking place in the industry, the changes in distribution, to me, it made sense to figure out if you put these companies together, if you have content for all of these demographics, is that going to be the right thing?
The new Viacom CBS will have to compete with bulked up competitors. Disney acquired much of the entertainment properties of Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox, including The Simpsons and The X-Men. AT&T owns cable systems, Warner Brothers Studios, CNN, the Cartoon Network, and more. Internet and cable provider Comcast has NBC, MSNBC, and Universal Pictures. All three are much bigger than Viacom and CBS. And then there's the digital services of Amazon, Netflix, and Apple. The post-merger Viacom wants to offer more streaming services directly to viewers too, but it will have a much smaller portfolio and far fewer resources. The merger is believed likely to receive approval from federal regulators. It is also unlikely to be the last deal for Viacom, as the new company will probably have to buy more content or get absorbed by a bigger player. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.